7th grade at this point, 6th, 7th grade, and I'm still, like, really, like, having, like, and we're friendly at that, but, like, she, it wasn't like she ignored me, you know, like, I made her laugh in classes and stuff, and we were kind of, you know, we were friends, but it wasn't, like, we didn't, like, hang out outside of school or anything, so it was, like, Valentine's Day. I decide that I'm going to, this is probably the closest. If this story actually followed through, it would be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. I went, so we went to, like, Mass that morning. It was a Catholic school, so we went to Catholic Mass. We're down at church, and the night before, every little home room had their own little Valentine's Day party. So I decided, and we would exchange Valentines or whatever, so I decided the night before to make her a secret admirer, like, little poem. And I don't remember what the... I really do. I'm not holding out. I really do wish I remembered what the poem said, but it was something just really, like, just struggling to rhyme. Well, like, my whole goal was, like, make it rhyme and make it say I like you. Those were the two things. So it wasn't, like, artful in many ways. So I signed it, like, secret admirer, and I typed it out on the computer, printed it out so that, like, my handwriting wouldn't be obvious, and I put it in, like, an envelope, and so each homeroom had their stack of Valentine's Day cards. So I went in, they each had their own stack of Valentine's Day cards. So we all went down to Mass, and I had my little letter, and so we were all in church, and then I get up to go to the bathroom, and I run upstairs to the homeroom, and I slip this envelope in her, in the stack of Valentine's, because she wasn't in my homeroom, so there's no way that brings back. So I go downstairs, and I sit in Mass, and I'm just kind of, like, very pleased with myself, like, I'm going to pull this off. And then for the next, like, 45 minutes that Mass took, I just completely mind-fucked myself into thinking it was the worst idea ever. I was just sitting there, I went from, like, yeah, I pulled this off, to just sitting there like, you're an idiot, man. You're gonna, like, this is probably the gayest thing anyone can do, is what you, and it's like, and people are gonna know it's me. Like, I'm not gonna be able to, like, and what do I even have to stand to gain by it? Like, if I ever admit that it's me, people will be like, you're lame. But if I don't admit to it, then she'll never know it was me. And so I was just sitting there, like, sweating, just, like, looking, and I couldn't, like, get up and go to the bathroom again because they wouldn't let me. So I'm just like, all right, so I gotta get to that. And then, so then it just became a scene of, like, well, I gotta get to that envelope before anyone reads it. I just gotta make that happen. So I went upstairs. So like, all the homerooms, like, we you know, like, Mass ends, and we all, like, get up to go to our class at our Valentine's Day party. And we're all, like, walking up the stairs, and I'm speed walking, and just like, yeah, well, whatever. And I must have looked crazy. And then I just go to the homeroom, and I'm, like, in the homeroom, and I just go in the homeroom, and I, like, grab my letter. The letter that I've written, and then, like, this is before anyone was in the homeroom, but they're, like, seconds behind me. So I, like, grab the letter, and I just, like, shove it in my pocket. And then, like, all the kids are walking in, they're like, oh, you're not in our homeroom. Like, what are you doing here? And I was just like, oh, right, yeah, sorry, I thought the party was in here. I gotta go. And I just left, and I just completely bolted, and I went to my homeroom, and I was like, how do I dispose of this thing? So I literally ripped up the letter in the homeroom, went to the bathroom, and just flushed it down the toilet. And then I was just like, oh, thank God, I just created this massive problem for myself.